Let us turn for our reading to Psalm 62. Psalm 62. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Very briefly, the psalmist here was exhorting the godly from his own experience to wait only upon God, and in waiting to trust in him at all times, and in this verse 8, to pour out your heart before him, for God is a refuge for us. It is truly a mercy that there is such a God to go to, who we may pour out our whole complaint and case unto, who knows everything, who knows the end from the beginning. And in this we do remember how Hannah, in her bitterness, how she came before the Lord, and although her lips moved not, her words came not out, but her lips moved, yet she poured out her complaint before the Lord, and the Lord heard her. What a mercy to be able to truly pour out like water our complaint to the Lord. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. The psalmist goes on to speak of men of low degree and men of high degree, altogether vanity, and this here also was upon our mind, that God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. So it is not in vain that we pour out our hearts before him, because he is the only one who has power to answer, and power to do exceeding abundantly more than we could ask or think. And what weak sinners we are, in everything, and we realise, and the children of God realise painfully their great weakness, their destitution, and they know this truth, that power belongs to God alone and not to them. Therefore, wait only upon God, because power belongeth alone unto him. May the Lord bless those few remarks, and can I ask Mr. Burgess to pray, please?
Most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God. Ah, truly, by thee we live and move and have our being, and thou hast raised us up each to see this another Sabbath day. And, O Lord, we thank thee for thy mercies and thy sparing mercies. O Lord, we enter into thy courts, and it is a favour indeed, but O Lord, thou knowest those words that seem to rest upon our spirit this morning, breathe upon these bones so dry and dead. The cares of this life, how soon they seem to deaden. Deaden our spirits. And we find we're often Martha-like, even in thy courts, careful and troubled about many things. Oh, breathe upon these bones so dry and dead. Kindle in us that sacred flame, Lord, we plead. Oh, they might truly being able to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Lift us above the inferior things of the earth, the dying things of this world. We might, yes, even this day, see by faith a precious Christ, revealed to us the hope of glory. For, Lord, we see a death stamped upon everything here below. Death is stamped upon everything. Decay is stamped upon everything. But, O Lord, may we, may it please thee, grant unto us those tokens, Lord, for good. We might truly feel in our earthen vessels, a little of that which is of thee, that which moth and rust will not corrupt, that which is eternal. But Lord, earthy vessels, leaky earthy vessels, so we are. But all do be pleased and to pour out upon us each, even now, groaning under that felt burden of sin, groaning under that felt burden of our deadness and dryness. Pour out upon us each that spirit of grace and supplications. Oh, if it could please thee. Whether we stand before the people in this audible way and manner, or those silent petitions from the pew, Lord, do bow down from him thy dwelling place, and hear the groanings. Perhaps we feel we cannot even pray, brought to the end of everything. But may our eyes be up unto thee. Oh, that eye of faith, that says, I'll look again toward thy holy temple. And perhaps, like even as Asaph of old, Oh, such was his path, we know not what it was, but he became envious of the wicked and the foolish. How soon we can do the same. We can think our path is hard and difficult, tried. But, O Lord, until I entered into the sanctuary of God, then understood I therein. Oh, may it be so then. May be our remembrance, the Spirit be our remembrance, to bring to remembrance all the way which the Lord our God hath led us. It might be that encouragement, even as Asaph, then understood I therein. And there is unable to say, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Oh, that sweet knowledge of one that loveth at all times a brother born for adversity. So, Lord, help us each, we plead. Bless us each together. And remember all thy servants, our pastor, where he is this day, and his dear one, remember them, we plead. Bring them back in peace and safety at the appointed time at one. Dear friend and brother here, Lord, help him also. But all thy servants, Lord, we plead. Be unto them mouth, matter, and wisdom. But also, Lord, thou knowest their needs. We read in thy word, muzzle not the ox when he treadeth out the corn. May they also, as they preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, know a little in their own, feel it, taste of it, that word of life. It lifts up their weak hands also, and confirms their feeble knees, gives a little strength and encouragement in the way. Oh, have we not known it? May they also prove it this day. A portion for seven and a portion for eight. Pardon and forgive our many sins, our constant failings, our often shortcomings. And we thank thee that thou hast brought us even into thy courts. A mercy indeed. We plead all these things, pleading for Christ's sake. Amen.